Welcome to TDA Talks, the podcast where we explore the topics that matter most to our students, from school life and study tips to mental health, friendships and preparing for the future. I'm your host, Miss Williams, and in each episode I'll be joined by a different guest from our school community to share advice, insights and experiences to help you thrive. In today's episode, I am joined by the Deputy Head of Year 7, Miss Williams, Behaviour Support Officer, Mrs. Rains, and Student Support Officer, Mrs. Causer, and they're here to talk about helping new students feel prepared, confident, and calm about starting secondary school.
Lessons have now started.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for being our guests on TDA Talks. So what does a typical day look like for Year 7 students?
Okay, so usually you would arrive at 8:30 and the doors will open. You head to your yellow year area, which is in humanities, and tutor time starts at 8:45. Sat down in your tutor group for the usual tutor activities, and that finishes at 9:15. You'll then move to period one, and that is approximately an hour, and then you'll move to period two. Again, that's an hour long, and then it'll be period three, which will include your lunch time. You get 30 minutes for lunch at TDA. Then you'll have two more lessons in the afternoon, period four and period five, and then the lessons finish at 3:15.
Have the courtesy to keep left and keep moving.
So, what are some of the biggest differences between primary and TDA?
One of the biggest differences is having a specialist teacher for each subject. So you will have a different teacher for maths, for science, for English, and our specialisms such as art, music, PE. TDA is one of the biggest schools in the country and the biggest school in Peterborough, so it's a much larger site. So one of the biggest things for Year 7 to get over is how big the school is, but you do get used to where everything is, where departments are, where your classrooms are. So after a week or so, you are very much familiar with the layout of the school.
Yes, and you will follow a timetable in these schools because you'll move classrooms for your maths, English, science and rest of the classes that you're going to be doing. When you move around with your timetable, that is when you are allowed to go on your toilet visit. All toilets will be open when it is the end of lesson. You have a 5-minute movement time that allows you to fill up your water bottle. It allows you to pop to the toilet and then head off to make sure you are on time, ready to start your next lesson.
A very good question that we get asked quite often by new parents and students is the range of subjects that are offered at TDA. So as well as your core subjects like science, English and maths, TDA also offer modern foreign languages. You've got your computer science, drama, music, design technology, along with two of the main languages that we provide within the school are French and Spanish. So if you're very good at either one of those, we can always try and slot you in accordingly.
Have the confidence to move purposefully.
So a big question that we have from a lot of students is how can students stay organised with their timetable, homework and equipment when they first start in Year 7?
I think when you first start, it's really important to keep a copy of your timetable, whether you pop it on the fridge at home, copy for parents or carers. You will also be able to access this from Bromcom, which you'll have your login details. It's a student portal and also a parent portal. So you'll be able to check the night before, just to check, make sure your lessons are correct. Make sure you're wearing your PE uniform if it's PE that day. We have got a boot room, but we would prefer you to get it right. Speak to your tutors just to check to see that you're looking at the correct homework. You can ask your science teachers, etc. If you're not sure on any homework, come to your year team. We're always here to support. Any worries that you know, getting organised, we can help you out with that. Always have your school bag. Always have a bottle of water. And always have a pen.
Thank you, Miss Rains. Very good point about the pen. Another thing that students need to have in their bag at all times is a reading book, because part of the school day, you have everybody reading in class. So ERIC time, which is 15 minutes of reading during your period three. Other things that parents can do to ensure that their child is completely ready for year seven is to check the school website for the full uniform list. So everything is provided by Chroma Sport, which is based in Breton. They provide everything that your child needs. So that includes blazers, shirts, ties, trousers, as well as the full PE kit list. Everything is available for you to have a look at on the school website. Another thing that I want to just point you towards is the equipment list as well. So it is essential that your child has a school bag with a fully stocked pencil case with things such as two pens, two pencils, pencil sharpener, etc. We provide the scientific calculator to your students, to your child. Other optional items are the extras, the highlighters that are useful in your lessons.
Oh, I used to love buying a new pencil case full of nice new equipment ready to use in school as a student.
Yes, me too.
Are you ready to show curiosity in your next lesson?
So what do students, do you think, usually find the most exciting and most challenging in their first few weeks? Let's start with the most challenging.
One of the things that students find the most challenging is navigating around the school building, particularly when everybody has come out of their lessons and there's lots of students around and it can feel quite overwhelming. So it's really important to know where your next lesson is, walk with purpose and the most direct route rather than going up a flight of stairs and around a different way when you don't need to go that way, because you don't want to be late to your lesson. If you do get lost, ask a member of staff where your classroom is or to check your timetable. You can always head to the yellow area to speak to Mrs. Causa or Mrs. Rains, but any member of staff will be able to help you in the first couple of weeks finding where you need to go.
So part of your time starting here at TDA, you will also be given homework. The idea is that you will receive your logins for the homework, for the various subjects, in order for you to be able to complete that homework. The weekly homework that you will receive is usually for science and maths, with English assignments being uploaded to Microsoft Teams as and when there is a requirement for it to be completed. In order to manage homework expectations, TDA do offer a homework club, which is usually accessible on a Thursday. It does mean remaining on site where you will be supervised by a member of staff. However, the plus and the bonus to all of that is that you don't then have to complete your homework in the evening if you've already done it on site.
With every change in your life, we understand that it can be unsettling and this is a very big step for a lot of you. However, there are some exciting and positive things that you will experience when coming to secondary school. These include trying out lots of new subjects like food tech, IT, music. And one of the biggest things is meeting lots of new people. You are in a melting pot of primary school students from lots of different primary schools across the city, and you will meet lots of different people from different backgrounds and different areas of the city, and you may make your new best friend in the first week of coming here. Our PE facilities are absolutely fantastic. We have a 6 badminton court sports hall. We have a full-sized football pitch Astro. We have 4 netball courts on our multi-use games area. We have extensive fields for lots and lots of different types of sports, such as cricket, rounders, athletics. We also have 2 indoor gyms. We have a brand new gym which will include our free weights, and we have our upstairs gym which has our treadmills and cross trainers and rowing machines and our CV equipment. We also have an extensive after school enrichment program, lots of different sports across a range of subjects. We have PE clubs for every single year group. We have music clubs, we have drama and dance clubs, we have our musical which will be happening in March. The auditions are going to be held in early September time, and that's always a successful show.
I help with the musical and it would be amazing to see lots of year sevens take part.
So other clubs that we do offer are Lego club, cooking club, arts and crafts, coding and British Sign Language.
Show commitment and take the most direct route to your next lesson.
Exciting stuff. So when students do come to TDA in their first week, and they may feel a bit nervous, who can they go to if they're struggling?
In the first instance, you need to speak to your tutor. They will be the person you see every single day, and they are there to support and listen to you. Other members of staff you can speak to are, of course, the year team. So myself, Miss Williams, Mr. Akhtar, the head of year, Mrs. Rains, your behaviour support officer, and Mrs. Causer, your student support officer.
Thank you so much. So we're coming to the end of our podcast now. What is one piece of advice for making the most of your first term?
One piece of advice I would offer is, especially bearing in mind your first term at a secondary school, you may struggle, and I would say that always ask for help. Don't bottle it up, don't hold it in. Always find someone to help you. That may be if you're struggling with your timetable, it really could be anything, wanting a little bit more information on your lessons or needing to know a little bit more about enrichment clubs, if you're struggling with your friendship groups, absolutely anything. Please always ask for help.
My advice is to fully immerse yourself in life at TDA. You had the courage to come here in July for your transition days, walking into a brand new school, meeting new people, meeting your tutor, trying lots of different subjects. So continue that courage when you come in September and showing curiosity in all aspects of TDA life. A really exciting part of TDA is our reward system. So when you display 6 character values in your lessons, you are given a positive point by your teacher. So that could be showing over and above in commitment, compassion, curiosity, courtesy, confidence, and courage. Something to look forward to in the first term is our rewards week, which is the penultimate week of term one, where the top 3 students in each year group that accumulate the most amount of positive points in that week are invited to the lecture theatre to receive a prize by Mrs. Gaunt and Mr. Payne.
Thank you so much for your wonderful pieces of advice.
And here's to a great first year as Year 7s at TDA.
Thank you so much to Miss Williams, Mrs. Rains and Mrs. Causer for joining us today, and to you, our listeners, for tuning into TDA Talks. We'll be back with some more honest chats, helpful tips and voices from around our school.
Thank you for your curiosity and commitment today. Have a good evening, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.